relation to jobs to something. Yes. And to the messenger of the Trinity,
Pergamos, write, these things says he who has a sharp two-edged sword. I know where it will go, but Satan's throat is, and you hold fast my name, and have not denied my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, one was killed among you, for Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, that you have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balaam to quote some of the law of the sons of Israel, to eat idol sacrifices, and to make fornication. In the same way, you also have some who hold in like manner the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Repent therefore, but if not, I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war with them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna, and to him I will give of my stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it.
And also Hebrews chapter 4, 12.
For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
Amen. So, we just read the verses, and we see at the beginning of the Revelation church. At the end of this epistle, the Lord praises Himself as the one who has a sharp two-edged sword.
Yes.
And then at the end, He says He will use this sword to make war with those who hold the teaching of Balaam and the teaching of the Nicolaitans. So here, the word of that comes out of the Lord's mouth is a sword,
right.
And it is a judging word. And also, as we read Hebrews 4:12, we see, actually this reminds us Hebrews 4:12, that the living and operative Word of God,
yes.
which is able to divide the soul from the spirit. So we need this kind of division,
yes.
This kind of separation and sanctification.
Yes.
So when it comes to Word,
yes.
So this, and also, I would like to share opening word in this message our brother gave, that when we come to the degradation of the church, so maybe there's a real danger that we may apply this degradation to objectively or to others.
Right.
But rather, we need to apply it to ourselves.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So the degradation that we are talking about is not ours. Not outside of us.
Yeah.
Actually, the degradation is inside of us.
Yeah.
This will all come through that history of degradation.
Yes.
So, our brother encourages us to come to the Lord. So open to the Lord to let Him shine in us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So how about we first read Romans 1 together. In Greek,
Pergamos means marriage, implying union, and fortifies our.
And we see in this message the main points that we see with the church in Pergamos is a mixture. It's a great mixture. And historically, this is a little background. That we know that in the 4th century, the Constantine, the Great, he adopted Christianity, and with himself as a head,
right.
And with the so-called priest as his his employees as a so-called priest.
Right.
So we see this a mixture between the believers and unbelievers. This right. a mixture between the heavenly divine things and the worldly things.
Right.
So this is the background. And we see the church in Pergamos, they have a great mixture with the world. They are full of worldly things. Amen. So we need to absolutely come out of this mixture. Amen. And also we see, how about we read point 6 and then Romans 1 together.
Every among us has been one of completely coming out of Christianity without compromise. It is a shame that some so-called workers among us have tried their best to compromise. They say that between the denominations and the local churches, they have a gap, and they consider themselves as a bridge to bridge the gap. This was a suffering to God and me, and today it is a suffering to me.
Amen. So we need to be very careful not to compromise. Actually, there's a gap between our believers and the unbelievers. Then we need to be very careful in our work life, in our campus life, in our study. We need to maintain a gap between the believers, between the unbelievers. Amen. Sometimes, even in our work life, maybe our colleagues, we want a party to attend the worldly activities. So at this time, we shouldn't be compromised to these worldly activities. Instead, we need to turn to the Lord, turn to our spirit. And also appreciate that our brother in this message mentioned that when we talk about turn to the orthodoxy of the churches, actually, we are not turn to a kind of proper teaching.
Right.
Actually, we turn to a person,
yeah.
a living person. Yeah. That means we need to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
To touch this living person.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So we need to have a proper fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So how about we also read point C and the number 2 together. The teaching of Balaam and the teaching of Nicolaitans.
The teaching of Balaam describes the limits of the person of Christ to idolatry and from the enjoyment of Christ to spiritual fornication. Whereas the teaching of the Nicolaitans destroys the function of the believers as members of the body of Christ. The former teaching disregards the head and the latter destroys the body. This is the subtle intention of the enemy in all religious teachings.
Amen. So we see the worldly and the hypocritical church puts not only the teaching of Balaam, but they also hold the teaching of Nicolaitans. So we need to be very careful about these two kinds of teachings. And the error of Balaam we see is the error of teaching wrong doctrine for reward, by knowing it to be contrary to the truth and against the people of God.
Right.
And the teaching of Nicolaitans is that the spell the function of the member of body. So we see that the Nicolaitans, they practice hierarchy in the initial church and they taught it in the greater church. So even in our Lord's recovery, we need to be very watchful. That even in our meeting, we need to, as a member of the body, we need to function.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So cause us to function in the body.
Yes.
And also brother, give an example that a lot of local churches they may have a lot of timers. So as normal bodies, we may see that the gospel work is especially for timers. So actually this is kind of teaching of Nicolaitans. So in the body of Christ, so every one of us have function.
Amen.
We can all function in the body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So number 3, we see that the way to save us from the mixture is to eat Christ at a hidden manner.
Amen.
About that, we with this together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Room of strength.
To him who overcomes, to him I will give unhidden manna, and to him I will give all my soul, and upon the soul that you may embrace him, which no one knows except him who receives it.
Amen. So the emphasis here is not a eating Christ as the open manna, which is laid on the ground of the wilderness. It is, that means the people of God enjoy Christ in a public way. But actually the emphasis here is to eat Christ as a hidden manna. This is a more deeper, rich, and a personal way of eating of Christ. So we need to advance in our eating of Christ.
Amen.
We need to go on. We need to advance in a deeper, rich way of eating of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So may we all open to the Lord and come to Him to enjoy Him and advance in our eating. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
So the Lord, when we read these, epistles, we should take this subjectively. So verse 12 says, to the messenger of the church in Pergamos. That's us, to us. And then it says, the Lord says, these things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword. This is Christ, the Christ in us, has the sharp two-edged sword. He said, I know where you dwell. So this is us. This is the degradation. This is in us. The degradation of the world, the mixture in us. So it says, it says, you hold fast my name. This is to hold the person of Christ. We want to be one with the Lord. We should be one with the Lord. So it's, we hold fast his name. We hold fast his person. And we do not deny his faith. This is everything that he is and everything that he's done.
Amen.
This is the faith in which we believe.
Yes.
And then it says, again, to us, to Antipas. He wants us to be his witnesses,
Amen.
His faithful ones,
Amen.
Who are against all. And I like this, so let's jump to the end. So there's a contrast here. Back and forth, the degradation versus God's economy, versus Christ as the center of God's economy. So it says, to him who overcomes,
Amen.
That's us.
Amen.
He who has an ear, that's us. That's to us. I will give to of the hidden manna.
Amen.
So the hidden manna is the hidden manna is Christ as in the is Christ in God the Father,
Amen.
In the divine nature, as the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
The hidden manna is in the golden pot.
Amen.
The golden pot is in the ark.
Right.
The ark is in the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
The Holy of Holies today is our spirit.
Amen.
This is the divine and the human incorporation.
Amen.
The four ends in John 14.
Yes.
So he said, in that day you will know that I am in the Father.
Amen.
The Father's in me.
Amen.
And I'm in you.
Amen.
And then he says, the spirit of reality will be in you.
Amen.
So on the one hand, we have the teachings. On the other hand, we have the person.
Amen.
And he's our food.
Amen.
We have to come forward to eat him as the hidden manna in God.
Amen.
Come forward into God.
Amen.
Eat Christ as the manna.
Amen.
Come out of the teaching.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Saints, maybe for practicality, how about we have 2 minutes for each person? We are good on time, so potentially we could have 25 people speak.
Amen.
Right? There's no clergy. Right? We're not here for the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
Amen.
So, exercise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I enjoy this portion on day 5. Point. You said you need to eat the hidden manna in order to be incorporated
Amen.
Into the New Jerusalem
Amen.
As the tabernacle of God.
Amen.
And it says the way to be incorporated into the tabernacle is to eat his mind. The more we eat Christ, the more we are incorporated into the New Jerusalem, the ultimate tabernacle of God as a universal incorporation. And we should not be joined to the world. We should be incorporated into the New Jerusalem by eating Christ as his man.
Amen.
We need to be eating Christ.
Amen.
In the today's reading, the way to be, no, the more we eat Christ, the more we are incorporated into this universal incorporation. We should not be joined to the world. We should be incorporated into the New Jerusalem by eating Christ as the hidden manna. And the way to be incorporated into this unique incorporation is to enjoy Christ, to eat him, and to partake of him. When we eat him, we live by him in this incorporation, which today is the corporate body of Christ, and which consummates the New Jerusalem. I also enjoy this portion in this 6 concerning Revelation 2:7. It says, therefore the Lord gave us this word in verse 7, and we all need to understand it and see. Amen, Lord. Thank you for this promise. I may eat you as the hidden manna, and this eating will transform me from clay into stone, which will please you, be approved by you, and be used by you for the building up of your dwelling place. Lord, I agree with your promise. From now on, I shall eat you in a hidden way and be transformed to become a white stone for your building.
Amen. Amen.
Just thank the Lord for his word today.
Amen.
Amen. So, well, what I got from the passage was that each of us needs to develop a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the hidden manna, because we all have our own personal relationship with God. And as for the name that only we know our personal relationship with God. And I think it's important, because as long as you have a personal relationship with God, you're able to avoid some of the things that can happen in the Nicolaitan system. You don't need a clergy member or a pastor or a priest to that might mislead you astray, or that might, would, even if they have good intentions, they might reduce your function, because you're becoming a more passive learner instead of taking it into your own time to praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
I enjoy week 4, day 3. I will read the words, 1 John 2:15. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. So it's very serious here, because we can't, you know, love the world. Love the world and also love the Lord. Yeah, it's contradict to each other. So, but in every one of us, we all have, you know, some secret love of the Lord, of the world, I mean. Maybe a different level, different aspect, but we all have this kind of secret love of the world. We can't deny it.
Right.
How can we do it? How, what shall we do? It's very hard, you know, to not love the world. But yeah, here they gave us a way. We have to hold fast to God's name.
Amen.
Yeah, we have to eat the hidden manna.
Amen.
Yeah, eat the hidden manna means we should have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And we also have to come to the church to eat a public manna. Yeah, because we are very weak. Sometimes we can't eat a hidden manna. So we have to go to the church life. We have to be with the saints. So we can be supported and be strengthened. So we can... in that way, we can, you know, the love in the world will be fading. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So this is the third church, the church in Pergamos, which is the church that went the way of the world, right? And there is a historian, Gibbon, who said and that at that time they killed all the Christians in the city of Rome, the city would have become uninhabited because there were so many Christians. They were duplicating, replicating themselves over and over again. So, of course, Constantine, he said, well, if you can't beat them, let's join them. So he brought in the state religion to the point that he brought in so many unbelievers into the church that if you were baptized, you got two white robes and pieces of silver, right? So they actually started to give you money. And people of the salary system, people who wanted to serve the Lord came in, and this was the first time in history that to serve the Lord you received a salary. And this is prevalent today, right? Even in some places in Europe, you ring the bell. You would ring the bell. There are these places there that you go in, and they would ring the bell, and you would come in, and you would buy forgiveness for your sins. And that still exists today. I saw it a few years ago when I was there. I couldn't believe it because to me it was something foreign. But it, you know, it exists today in today's world. And we see that we see that the Lord condemns the teaching of Balaam. And what was the teaching of Balaam? Balaam was hired by Balak to curse the children of Israel. And so by the money, because of the money, he got a snare, right? But he ultimately he couldn't curse them. But we see that there was also Balaam received money from Balak, and he wasn't able to deliver, you know, for the money. So he devised something else by bringing the Moabite women to come and unite themselves with the Israelites. And this was something that we find out that it was Balaam. And in Numbers 25 and in Numbers 31, you see that Moses asked the Israelites to slay the women, the Moabite ones, because there was a plague, and after this, the plague ended. So the method of Balaam is to destroy the separation between the church and the world. And the result is idol worship. So by bringing in these women to unite with the men, they brought in the mixture, they brought in this worldliness into the church. And the Lord condemns this, right? So we see that the work of Balaam is to unite the world with the church. And this is what the enemy is doing today, even in the Lord's recovery. So much from the world is here. The sister shared, there is a secret love for the world within us. We do this by eating the hidden manna, which is a special portion that we have with the Lord. So, and with this hidden manna, we get a white stone, which is for building the body of Christ, which is what God is doing today. The enemy would deter God's children from building the house. Many Christians, in their individualism, are building something for themselves to be holy and wonderful, and what is God's will for my life? But God's will for everybody's life is to build the body of Christ, that he can come back. By eating the hidden manna, receiving the white stone, overcoming the degradation of the world within ourselves and within the church for the building of God's house.
Amen.
I was touched by week four, day four, and I was talking about the teaching of the Nicolaitans. And this is a really serious matter because the Nicolaitan teaching teaches for the church to have hierarchy. And this is a serious matter because it turns the church from a living organism into an organization.
Right.
And I was really struck by this because when we don't function, when we decide that we don't need to talk during the meeting or share our portion,
right,
then we're actually obeying the Nicolaitan teaching.
Right.
And it's so important for all of us because we all have a portion, a special portion in the body,
amen,
to really overflow what we have enjoyed and to share a portion with other saints.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, as Nancy shared, right, the Nicolaitan teaching is really dangerous because it kills the function of the body. Right, so God desires that we would all be priests, but that we would all function according to our measure. And I really appreciate what Benjamin brought out about preaching the gospel, right? A lot of times our concept is, well, only like those who are like really constituted with the word can preach the gospel. Those are who are really like, who have really been in the church life for a very long time. Those are the people who are able, right, to preach the gospel. But actually, you know, in Matthew 28:19, right, the Lord, when he says, go therefore, you know, he's speaking to all of us. Right? This is the Lord's commission to all of us. So the gospel is not just a thing that we do as an event, but it's actually a part of our living. It's something that we need to do in our daily living. Yeah. And you know, in John 15, you know, we always really enjoy this matter of abiding in the vine, right? You know, in verse 4, right, it says, abide in me. Sorry, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him. And then we kind of stop here. We like, it's like, wow, amen, Lord, I can abide in you, and you're abiding in me. Yeah. Well, I can remain here, I can enjoy you. But then we miss the next part, which says, he bears much fruit. Yeah. Right? So actually the issue of our abiding, of our enjoyment of the Lord, should actually be that we bear fruit.
Amen.
So if we're not bearing fruit, then we need to really look to the Lord to see how much we're actually enjoying the Lord. Maybe we're actually not enjoying the Lord as much as we think we're enjoying the Lord.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can all preach the gospel, and it doesn't have to be something really big. You just give out a tract, and you know that, don't despise that. You know, that tract can really be used by the Lord.
Amen.
So we see the church of Pergamos is a church that has entered into a marriage union with the world. There's this point under Roman numeral 2. Sorry, Roman numeral 1b, d, Roman 1, d, 2. So worldly things are related to idol worship, but worldliness is always associated with idolatry. An idol in our heart is anything within us that we love more than the Lord, and that replaces the Lord in our life. So we see the root of the Church of Pergamos for their worldliness is the matter of idolatry. There was something that came up where that substituted the Lord.
Right.
And of course, we see this not only happened in church history, but even today among the Lord's believers, and not only among the Lord's believers, even among us personally, this is the case. The worldliness is associated with idolatry. So first, there's this matter of we need to be able to deal with idols. So anyways, this week the Lord's Day kind of shining. I'm still very worldly because there's still a lot of things in my heart that take the place of the Lord. But I was really encouraged by Revelation 2:17. Right? This isn't just an objective verse, but this is, it even says this is our biography. Right?
Amen.
He who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the hidden manna.
Amen.
We see this is how we deal with the idols, right? I was just looking at the song, you know, hymn 437. You know, what crushes the idols? What deals with them? It's not, you know, you do anything drastic outwardly, you know, you burn everything, you know, do a thorough sweep. But it's actually the beaming of his beauty.
Amen.
But for us to be drawn by the Lord in this way, we need to be able to eat and digest his word.
Amen.
So I'm really encouraged. And as we eat, we're transformed into a white stone.
Amen.
Right? Anyways, we're transformed for God's building. So may we be those who, anyways, endeavor to eat and digest and assimilate God's word.
Amen.
To enter into this divine and human incorporation.
Amen.
You know, I'm very reminded by day six message. They said, in a sense, today we're in a age of Pergamos. Mm-hmm. You know, I always think of, you know, Sister shared to us, the church in Pergamos actually prefigured the church starting from 4th century, right? But in a sense, today we are in an age of Pergamos. You look at today's situation, you will see, you know, the church, the so-called church, so willingly, so readily to, you know, welcome, to embrace the world's value, concept, you know, practice, and in the name of gospel preaching, gaining the soul. But that's actually what the Lord hates. So I think we really need to have this discernment.
Amen.
Seeing what's really the love of the Lord. Amen. We need to be like it. You know, sometimes people may be not happy with us, but we need to have this spirit marker, the spirit of Antipas. Right? We are both. We should be boldly to against what the Lord don't want.
Amen.
And the only way we can be this, like this, is just like said, sure. We need to enjoy the hidden man.
Amen.
You know, the church start to fall or degraded because the church first lost the first love.
Amen.
And when we lost the first love, then fornication comes in. Look at this. This union with the world is a spiritual fornication, and that because we no longer love the Lord. So the only way we can be recovered, really, we need to love the Lord and spend time with the Lord, and then we will know what's his desire, what's in his heart, what he loves and what he hates.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This world, this world is the same word as the one in James, where it says, James, do not love the world. Whoever loves the world becomes an enemy of God. That's what James writes. Now, we have to be clear that the word world has two different meanings. That's for the new ones. You know, most of you know that. The one is the gospel of the world, which is the people, the gospel of the people. Then the other one is the created earth that God created, physical earth. And then the world, which is the system. That's when Jake said, do not love the world.
Yeah.
Now, but we have to take this, like Brother Tom says, in a subjective way.
Amen.
Right? Now, we are known by other ministry, other Christians, other brothers, as a non-denomination. That's what we know. In the times of the Roman Empire, there was not, mostly was denominations. It was big, it was Catholic, then came the Protestant. But we are known as a non-denomination. There are many now in this time what is called non-denominations, right? Now, this had nothing to do with the people inside. But we have to look at this. Be very careful. Because the Lord wants everybody to be saved and come to the full knowledge of truth. So we have to be careful with this, that we have a lot of brothers in the non-denominations, even in the non-denominations, that we have to love and pray for them. So they all can come to the full knowledge of truth.
Right.
So this is what we have to do. This is what we have to take in a subjective way, and like he said, this brother said, that we all know our position with the Lord. We know how we are with the Lord. So this is spiritual. So we have to look at it. We have to pray for those from outside. I share with a lot of brothers from non-denominations, There are many in my family still Catholics. There are many actually in those denominations. Sometimes they give a better testimony than we are, because sometimes I've seen in many years here in this ministry, many brothers think that we are exclusive. And we are not exclusive. We are all inclusive. We accept everybody. We love everybody. We support and pray for everybody.
Amen.
So that's one thing we have. This is not looking at the people. This is the people. It's all God to love the people. Okay, so this is something that we got to look in a spiritual way, in a subjective way.
Amen.
We must love everybody. So then let the people see Jesus in us.
Amen.
That's what we have. And let them hear. Let them hear him when we speak. Amen. That's what we have to do. We have to pray for all our brothers to be with us, be one. Amen.
Amen.
And by the way, there are overcomers in every church. Mm-hmm. We are one of them. We came from the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife, my kids born in the Protestant Church. Mm-hmm. We are being overcomers, and we hope to be the overcomers too. With you all together with the body.
Amen.
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 Really struck by the point on how easy it is to fall into the teaching of the Nicolaitans, and I think my concept before on functioning was that if I don't function, it's like neutral. It's not like doing anything bad or doing anything good. But I think after reading this, I kind of saw that. So if some people underfunction, then that causes other people to have to overfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of gradually leads to the clergy system of certain ones always overfunctioning and then others always underfunctioning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so if you be careful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I might take a little overtime. Okay. So I actually don't have that book, but what I prepared for actually ties in really nicely with speaking about the Nicolaitans. And if you go back to the training a few weeks ago, there's one thing that's been haunting me, but I've tried to understand it more and more, and it's that phrase that there's a man on the throne. So. I'm trying to figure out what this means, because when I first heard it, I didn't really like hearing it, because the image of the man on the throne, I think of something almost like the Egyptian pharaohs, where they build the huge figures and then people pray down to them. It's I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that anytime soon. So and just in my own research and a lot of times it's said here, modern Christian religions seem to be a hybrid of Egyptian, Norse, and Roman religions. And you can kind of see that in their idols, their images, their concepts of God, the rituals, the holidays, the holy places, and then their seating arrangements, all that thing. All these things are really outward, and in the end, who cares about them? But what's the difference between Jesus, Amun-Ra, Odin, Zeus, the people, the figures that they worship, and oftentimes many other figures along with that? And, But in allowing Christianity to be mixed with other faiths, I wrote this before I even heard any of this, so I'm oh my God. But, even if you go back to the Old Testament, it was King Solomon, his downfall was taking in 1,000 wives, and, they were all from different lands, and the mixing of, Christianity and all their faiths caused it to be, diluted, and then, it's kind of what the point that they were touching on is that, this is the disconnect between the unbelievers and the believers, and trying to compromise in the end about that.
Yeah.
But it's that the disconnect of their faith that it tells us that God is a he dwells in a distant place in a distant heaven, and that he himself is distant along that, and that in order to try to please him, we have to praise him and just be a good person, and then maybe he'll do nice things for us. But
yeah.
In the short time that I've been here, I've learned that it really struck me, and I tried to understand Stanley Moore and books on it, that God's inward, and okay, I'm just gonna stop there, but I thank you.
I also enjoyed this week that the center of the tabernacle, actually, my concept was the ark. That is not wrong, but if you actually see what's within the ark, you realize that the real center of the tabernacle is Christ as the hidden man. Because, right, you have the ark, you have the Holy of Holies, which is our spirit, right? And then you have the ark, which is, according to the help of the ministry, right, is the made of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Signifies Christ with his two, the divine and human natures. And within the ark, Christ, there is the golden pot, which is the Father, right? The gold signifying God's nature. And within the golden pot is the hidden man, which is Christ himself. So within our spirit, the center and the very focus of our spirit is the Christ as the hidden man. Hence, within the whole tabernacle, the center and the focus is also the hidden man. So, what is our center today? If we know this is a fact, in our spiritual experience, in our church life, what should be our focus? Eating Christ as the hidden man. And I enjoy that the way, like Joe, a lot of saints shared, the way to deal with the worldly mixture, right? Is that we need to be refocused, recalibrated to the center of the tabernacle,
amen.
Which is to focus on enjoying Christ as the hidden man.
Amen.
And I was going, just now I was going back to Exodus 16, seeing what exactly in the Old Testament was this hidden man. And a lot of us share, you know, this is the simulation of Christ, digestion, but I was touched for one detail. So this is Exodus 16. So I'm going to go over time here. 31 and 32. So, okay, so God, of course, commanded children to take the manna, the open manna, every day, right? But in verse 32, it says, "And Moses said, this is what Jehovah has commanded, let an omer full of it, let an omer full of the open manna, okay, be kept throughout your generations. And that they may see the bread which I fed you in the wilderness, which I brought you out of the land of Egypt." In our spiritual experience, this means, okay, that first we enjoy the open manna. And the open manna that we enjoy, okay, spontaneously becomes a hidden manna by being digested and assimilated into our being. So, okay, so, yes, we do enjoy Christ as a hidden manna, but as we come to the open manna every morning, our prayer is that, Lord, whatever we see, we enjoy and partake of in the open manna will be assimilated and digested into our being.
Amen.
This is the focus when we come to the Word. This is the focus of enjoyment of the Word.
Amen.
And this is what will preserve us from any worldly mission.
Amen.
I really was encouraged by Brother Rock's fellowship. You know what happened? Our brother went to the Lord. He enjoyed the hidden manna.
Yeah.
He did not just enjoy the Lord through the open meetings or open. When something hit him, he decided to spend time, personal time, with the Word, with the truth, with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, we see that the degradation that happened in the Church of Pergamos was, you know, two teachings, two types of teachings. The teachings of Balaam, which hurt the body, I mean the head of the body, which is took us away from the Lord, from loving the Lord. And how can we overcome that? By loving the Lord with our first love. And then the teachings of Nicolaitans. What does that mean? That what it does to us is, okay, I'm not going to spend time with the Lord. I'm going to just relax and wait till end of the week. I go to the so-called church, and I'll sit there, and I'll listen and let other people feed me. That's basically it is. I mean, today's, you know, situation. But how can we overcome that? Praise the Lord. Enjoying Christ as the hidden manna. We gotta love the Lord, because when we love Him, we want to spend more time with Him. And when we spend more personal time with Him, He gets to shine upon us. He will open up His Word to us. And of course, most of the time, we get convicted, which is great, because what? Because of that, we want more to be, we want all the more to be reconstituted by Christ.
Amen.
And that brings in transformation.
Amen.
And the more we're transformed, the more we're fit to be built up in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And because so, it, you know, the hidden manna and the white stone are not separate issues. The white stone is actually the result of enjoying the hidden manna.
Mm-hmm.
The more we enjoy Him, the more we fellowship with Him, the more we let Him work in us, He transforms us, and He will make us white stones. And white stones signifies the building of the body. I really praise the Lord. The word is so balanced. We're not here trying to do something that's kind of trying to be different. No, this is going back to what the Bible, what the Lord wants us to do. And it all begins with loving the Lord with our first love and taking Him as our enjoyment. Hidden portion, a special portion, intimate portions of enjoyment. So let the Lord work in us, even though it's in a private way. But it will make us buildable to be able to be incorporated into the New Jerusalem and build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 I have a gospel friend, Grace. She's been meeting with us for over a year and a half. She's really nice, and I really have this burden for her salvation. So what I did, I was trying to deepen our relationship. So I started sharing with her before the meeting. I was watching YouTube videos with her before the meeting started. So I didn't realize that was me compromising to the world. I bring the mix into our meeting. No wonder she's not good. Oh Lord Jesus. So this week really is the really shine on about this mix, about this compromise to the world, to Christianity, and to idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, just have mercy on me. Have mercy on all of us. Deliver us out of any Christianity and idolatry.
Amen.
Amen. Really touched that the Lord tied the overcoming with eating.
Right.
Eating of manna.
Yeah.
You know, and food is thinking. Food is not something you use your mind to think about. You know, you don't use your eyes to see food. You know, you just see it. You know, you cut the food, you eat it, you enjoy it, you taste it. That's the purpose of food, is to take it in. And I remember I just wanted stand with all of you who are students, who are still students. I remember my days when I was at Rutgers and at MIT, very, very busy. Every minute counted, every second.
Yeah.
And I tell you, but the Lord is very faithful.
Yeah.
If you carry a Bible like this, and you are in the library, and you just pull it out and read a few verses, the Lord just nourishes you.
Right.
You know, and this is my hidden manna.
Yeah.
You're privately eating, nursing, eating the womb.
Yeah.
Very difficult subject. When it's exam time, you know, you're like, we're studying 24 hours. So in the night, you're still in the library and studying. But I would pull out my Bible, just my Bible, and just take a verse.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so nourished and excited to keep studying.
Amen.
Now you can only pull out your phone. It's in the Bible, it's in the phone too.
I enjoy day three. It says, like, the Lord also said, you have not denied my faith. My faith of the Lord denies, He knows all that we must believe in of His person and work. I feel like a lot of times, like, I think I just keep on denying. I deny a lot of times, like, the Lord's faith. Like, I just don't have faith in the Lord. And then, like, a lot of things, even in my, like, in graduate school, like, a lot of things, you need to make an option, like, you need to make a choice, like, choosing which lab. I feel like all these things, I didn't really pray to the Lord and ask Him like which app I should go to. And then I realized it's because I didn't spend enough time with Him. It's like only when we spend enough time with the Lord, that only the Lord can dispense Himself into us. And the element that He dispenses into us will become the faith. So Lord, may You have mercy upon us, that we will come to You, be willing to exercise our will and the Spirit to come to You, that You could become our faith in us.
By the words incorporate. Amen. We can overcome the situation not because ourselves, it's because our incorporated living with God. Only God can overcome this situation.
Yeah.
And also touch the brother in the message share the example of Lord. When he tempted in the well, 40 days and 40 nights, Lord overcome the Satan by God's word.
Amen.
And brother share in the 40 days, Lord eats God every day,
mm-hmm.
so we can overcome this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes maybe we forget Lord is the real person, the real mm-hmm. human being on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think, he is Lord. He overcome this situation easily, but for us it's difficult. Brother remind us. Lord also is a real person on the earth.
Amen.
He also needs to depend on Father. He
Amen.
Also needs to exercise his spirit
Amen.
Into the Holy of Holies and enjoy God.
Amen.
It's also remind me. So every day we should eat Lord at the hidden manna. And when I read this message, I want to search something about the hidden manna. So I found Hebrew life starting. It says, if we can eat the hidden manna, it's because the distance between we and God, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The people in Egypt, they can't eat manna.
Right.
Open manna or hidden manna.
Mm-hmm.
All of them can't eat manna.
Right.
When they live with Israel in the world, they can eat the open manna. But only the priests who serve in the Holy of Holies, they can eat the hidden manna.
Amen.
We should have a close relationship with our Lord.
Amen.
Saying enjoy Christ as the hidden manna. Produce no transformation. I appreciate all the saints just shared. Eating or enjoy the hidden manna, not only preventing us from the mixture of worldly enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to admit, in our private sight, more or less, we have some love of the world, just like our sister said.
Right.
But how can we, cut off those lusts? It's not like because I made a decision, I want to do so. It's not. It's when we have the support from this hidden manner, we have the enjoyment, and automatically, we will, kind of, that kind of love, will be replaced.
Right.
And also very important, this enjoyment and becomes produced that the transformation. That is more important because the transformation related to the buildings. It's all wanted to build up together. Make us beautiful. We know our God is the God of plan. His final heart desire is to have his dwelling place that can build all together. So not only we eating the hidden manna is for our own private enjoyment, actually it also satisfies God, because then we can be built up together.
Amen. Also, speaking of my personal experience, I think the most important thing is you put God before anything else.
Amen.
Because Sister Amy, she shared a lot of gossip message with me, but it is really God who find me and help call me to open up to him.
Amen.
So last year I wasn't baptized until Thanksgiving, and then before that during my first semester of college, so I feel I found God, but I wasn't baptized, because I feel baptism, going to water is kind of outward forms. You have to accept it. So I was really against that, and then for some reason I feel I lost God around October and the following months. But then it is really God who called upon me to open to him, so that I got baptized. But then after baptism, I feel some sort of fear because of the outward form, the going to water. I was really against that. But then now, I realize that as long as God, God would call upon you and then tell you what you should do, instead of other anything else human or any other stuff.
About 4 weeks after this, so we have been pursuing this about a month ago. But what I'm really impressed is on the last day, he says, the only way that we can become white stones for God's building is through the transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to be transformed, we need to be eating.
Yeah.
Eating is the way. Yeah. And I think the brother spoke this message, and he's like, how can you not be impressed that, this is actually our biography, right?
Yeah.
This is something,
right.
In the future,
right.
We will receive these white stones and a hidden name will be written.
Mm-hmm.
So, in our daily living, I think the Lord gives us a lot of situations to go through.
Mm-hmm.
We've been put into different churches, situations that arise, but, the Lord promises that overcomers who eat the hidden manna,
amen,
he will give him the white stone for
amen.
And I think last year I was reading this message about God's keeping power.
Mm.
It says, do not belittle what the Lord has promised.
Mm.
Because what he has started, he will always fulfill it.
Amen.
Just to share a little bit what the church in Sydney has been going through.
Amen.
So in Australia we have about 1,200 saints in total in the Lord's Recovery. Meeting in different churches. But from the church in Sydney, we have about 10 districts. We had a division in 2005 where we lost all the church property and all our meeting place. And, then we had to start everything again. But what really prevails was, what happened back then was there was the greed, some brothers were not satisfied with the present situation, and they were not pursuing the word. So when I heard about it, every lost table, you come to the meeting and you don't go through the morning revival, wow, there's really something scary. Think about it. There's no word, there's no supply. So, and then throughout these 10, 12 years, the Lord has prospered, right? The Lord blessed the church in Sydney a lot by opening up the door of immigration, right? There's a lot of saints migrate from Southeast Asia, Asia and Southeast Asia to Australia. We have now over 400 in Sydney, just alone, meeting in 10 districts. Last year, early last year, the brothers had a feeling that we need to grow the number, right? It's about. But our meeting hall is too small, right? We only have a meeting hall that will be 400. So we are at our maximum capacity. So then the brothers, they want to call and pray to the Lord. You know, we got this feeling from the Lord, you know, it's time that we will grow our number 20% year on year. So, and this year, I think, just for the last, we was, the week before we were here, there was a national planning conference, and this year we had our record-breaking number. We had over 670 who attended. So I think we really broke the number of 20% increase.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big things that happened in Sydney this year was we bought a new property.
Mm-hmm.
That was around June, around the month of June, 6 months ago. So we had a feeling to approach our neighbor. It was a 5 acres land. It wasn't easy. During the process, the Lord, you know, puts us to nowhere but to pray to each other.
Amen.
You know, but to really put ourselves down, no mm-hmm. national concept, nothing from the outside, just, you know, look to Him,
pray.
So the kind of short was, we approached them first, and the church didn't have the finance to buy property, so we wouldn't be able to make an offer, because you have to go through a lot of fellowship. And a few weeks later, the brothers and the owner called the brothers and said, we have sold it to the developer, like a property developer. So back then, we were really, you know, heartbreaking, mm-hmm. sorrow. But then, during one of the serving one training, 2 weeks later, you know, all the brothers in the churches came together and felt like, you know, no matter what it is, we just, you know, give ourselves to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pray. You know, that week, that weekend of the training was really strong. Brother James and Brother teaching was really strong. And you know what? 1 week later, by doing nothing, the developer called back and said, the deal fall through. Right? And now, you know, the church can, you know, the owner welcomed the church to offer him a price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the deal was to have the 3 acres land for $6.5 million, and the owner will keep the balance 2 acres. So the brothers just rushed to the owner's house that day when we received the call. And, you know, in the end, the church got the property, and we got the whole 5 acres for 5.9. So, you know, this is something the Lord, you know, is leading us through the way. It's not that we think that we can actually go ahead, but you see, no finance, nothing. We have less than $100,000 in our bank. But how do we make that 5.9 million? You know, so I really think that, you know, the Lord, when the Lord, you know, opens the door to bless,
mm-hmm.
you just cannot imagine what will happen.
Yeah.
So I really, you know, and also we have the Israel in October. This is the first time I see all the different churches around the world, all the brothers come together.
Mm-hmm.
Really see that one body.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
really encourage blending.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hope that you guys can come and blend, and we can come and blend more.
Amen.
Amen. If I heard correctly, we were all invited to the church in Sydney. Let's go. This week, I would say, we really can see into Satan's strategies. In his attack of the church, it is not something so open as what he did with the church in Smyrna, our persecution. But with Pergamos, and we saw that in Greek it means marriage, this is something far more subtle. And we need to realize that Satan's strategy against the church is twofold. One, he wants to attack the living or the life of the church. And he does this in a very subtle way, setting up idols to bring in what? Mixture. Through fornication. And you see this, as some of the saints have already brought out, that this was the history of the children of Israel. When they were journeying, unfortunately, some fell into idolatry. Idolatry led into spiritual fornication. And fornication brought in mixture. And we know God hates mixture. And he also, what? Satan's also not only attacking the life or the living of the church, he's also attacking the functioning of the church.
Amen.
And so we know that through teaching, it first started as a practice, but it evolved further degradation into the teaching of the Nicolaitans, which we need to realize is also very significant. The word, it means what? Nico or Nike? Conquer the laity, or conquering the lay people. So there was a special class, the clergy. This was set up. They overfunction. This deadened the body, causing the body to suffer loss. And so, seeing this, we need to really see, right, that the way to overcome all these things is actually through eating. I was so impressed that, you know, the reward to the overcomer, it's not just given to them at the very end, but it's actually their ability, their way out from degradation. So the way out to overcome, right, idolatry from the teaching of Balaam, from the teaching of the Nicolaitans, is through eating. And this week we saw how important it is to eat of the hidden manna. This is advancement from eating of the open manna. This matter of eating, actually, we saw from these verses, is actually tied intrinsically to the matter of building, right? Like the saints have shared, the matter of reconstitution. I don't know if you were able to follow all that. There's a lot there. You need to have further studies of how that picture of the eating of the hidden manna, right, in the tabernacle ties with John 14. This is a picture of reconstitution, of incorporation. And this eating, this proper eating, brings in the building. We see that after we eat of the hidden manna, we have now this white stone and this name, right, that no one other, else knows. Brothers and sisters, when I was considering these verses, I can't help to be reminded of the story of Daniel. Chapter 1, there were, what, the idol that was set up, and the strategy then was the same. Satan, right, wanted Daniel to eat of the choice provisions. These are the top things, right? And by doing so, the hope is that they will become reconstituted. They were also, what, given a different name. You know, the name denotes a person. And so, in the Bible, we see many times there is the changing of the name. And in the positive sense, for example, when Simon or Jonah, when the Lord said, "You shall be called Peter," that was a positive change of name. Because Peter meant stone. Simon Barjona means something natural, something of the old fallen, you know, realm. But for the Lord to prophesy over Simon, to call him Peter, that means he was telling Peter, "You have a marvelous destiny before you. You will be transformed into a stone for God's building." But in Daniel, we also see another kind of the changing of name. The change from the Hebrew name into the Babylonian name. And this we need to realize, brothers and sisters. This is what Satan's strategy is today. Through our eating, through our demonic diet, through the eating that sometimes we think, not, you know, that, oh, it's harmless. But we don't realize that these food have been sacrificed to the idols. We could give a lot of examples. The sports industry, the entertainment industry, everything around us, even education. Remember, these are the choice provisions, the top things, not just sinful things, the best things. If you're not careful in your intake, you will succumb to idolatry. And this will bring in mixture. And this is Satan's strategy. He wants to change your name. Samuel. Your name is Samuel. Did you realize Satan is trying to change your name?
Yeah.
Lord Jesus. Amen. We need to eat the hidden manna.
Amen.
We need to advance in our eating.
Amen.
This actually, I don't know if you realize it or not, this ties in very nicely with message 10 from the past training and Ezekiel. The matter of eating, digesting, and assimilating. Right? We're not talking about an hour eating. You know, when you come to the meetings, there is food, right? Because all the saints are sharing, and you get nourishment. You get the supply. You could even say, we all receive inspiration. But this is not enough, saints. God desires a building. And the only way for the Lord to gain His building is through constitution.
Amen.
It's through incorporation.
Amen.
And this only comes about through our eating of the hidden manna.
Amen.
And this means that we need to spend time
Amen.
Before the Lord,
Amen.
In the Word,
Amen.
To eat.
Amen.
To muse, right? To ponder.
Amen.
To ruminate. Amen. To let the Word dwell in us richly.
Amen.
In this way, the Lord can gain what is on His heart.
Amen.
And that is the building.
Amen.
So, hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope we are encouraged,
Amen.
Right? That we have more time to be reconstituted,
Amen.
Right? With the heavenly things.
Amen.
May we give this week to the Lord.
Amen.
To redeem our time.
Amen.
To be watchful for Satan's stratagems. And to spend time with the Lord
Amen.
In His Word and eating the hidden manna.
Amen.
We don't want this system to control our lives, Lord.
Amen.
We want to live with your life
Amen.
Every day of our lives, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we don't want to be together with this world.
Amen.
But the world loves. But we love, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we give this new week to you.
Amen.
Help us to redeem time.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to eat and digest your word.
Amen.
Oh, so your divinity can be constituted in us.
Amen.
Bless from us.
Amen.
Be a wise stone.
Amen.
Bless into your building.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Amen.
Oh, eating Jesus is the way.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us establish a healthier eating habit.
Amen.
Oh, let us eat in the hidden manna every day.
Amen.
May you constitute us.
Amen.
Into a white stone.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for the proper diet.
Amen.
Oh, change our diet, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The healthy food.
Amen.
Oh, not all the demonic food.
Amen.
Oh, you shine your light.
Amen.
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 Oh,
Lord, thank you for giving yourself to us.
Amen.
In the form of manna.
Amen.
In the form of food.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that you want us to eat you.
Amen.
We constitute you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Spend time with you.
Amen.
Lord, bless us with lots of personal eating this week.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. It's so enjoyable.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, fill us, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
When you think of Christ,
Amen.
Oh, in a more hidden way,
Amen.
In a personal way.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alright, make us our experience this week.
Amen.
Transform us a little more.
Amen.
Start with our diet.
Amen.
What we really like to advance.
Amen.
To eat the hidden manna.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
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 Our attend this word,
Amen.
Not objectively,
Amen.
But subjectively.
Amen.
Oh,
become our biography.
Amen.
Our biography intertwined with your history.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Transform us.
Amen.
Oh, become the white stone.
Amen.
Oh, through our eating you as the hidden manna.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We love you.
Yeah.
Oh, we pray for all the new students going back to college.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, cover them with your blood.
Yeah.
Lord, let the enemy try to distract them from you, Lord.
Right.
Yeah. Lord, put them their heart to read the word.
Yeah.
Be true in them, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, we pray for all these kids that are going and being influenced by the world.
Yeah.
Lord, let them touch our people, Lord.
Yeah.
Your people, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we love you,
Jesus.
Model we will eat is the hidden manna.
Amen.
In personal relationship with you.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you to help us make the right decision.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you to help us see more of your knowledge.
Amen.
We ask to continue to develop this personal relationship with you.
Amen.
And we want to know more and more with you so we can help make the greatest decisions.
Amen.
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Yeah.